Maybe you're right, she said quietly, surprised by his insight. Bellamy paused, then increased his stride, suddenly excited by whatever he saw. It was up here, he said, pulling her up another shallow slope into a clearing. The grass was dotted with white flowers, except for a spot about halfway down that was burned black. Pieces of the dropship lay scattered about like bones. Clark broke into a run. She heard Bellamy call her name but didn't bother to look back. She stumbled forward, hope blooming in her chest. Come on, come on, come on, she muttered to herself as she began rummaging through the wreckage with a manic frenzy. Then she saw them. The metal boxes that had once been white but were now discolored by the dirt and flames. She grabbed the closest one and held it up, her heart pounding so fast it became difficult to breathe. Clark fumbled with the misshapen clasp. It wouldn't open. The heat had welded the hinges shut. Frantically, she shook the box, praying that the medicine had survived. The sound of pill bottles rattling around inside was the sweetest thing she had ever heard. Is that it? Bellamy asked, skidding to a breathless stop next to her. Can you open this? Clark shoved the box at his chest. He held it up, squinting at the clasp. Let me see. He removed a knife from his pocket, and with a few quick movements pried the chest open. Exhilaration fizzed through Clark's body. Before she realized what she was doing, she had thrown her arms around Bellamy. He joined in her laughter as he staggered backward and wrapped his arms around her waist, lifting her up and spinning her through the air. The colors of the clearing swirled, green and gold and blue, all blurring until there was nothing in the world but Bellamy's smile lighting up his eyes. Finally, he set her down gently on the ground. But he didn't loosen his hold. Instead, he pulled her even closer, and before Clark had time to catch her breath, his lips were on hers. A voice in the back of her brain told her to stop, but it was overpowered by the smell of his skin and the pressure of his touch. Clark felt like she was melting into his arms, losing herself in the kiss. He tasted like joy, and joy tasted better on earth.